We were called here at 11:15 this morning, as you may be aware, to the scene of what appears to be an explosion involving at least three properties. There is an ongoing search and rescue operation taking place, being led by Greater Manchester Fire Service, with support from two other fire services. There's a lot of specialist equipment here at the moment, and that rescue operation remains ongoing.
We hear that people may still be trapped.
We understand that there are people trapped. At least one individual, I understand, is trapped. And clearly the priority is to locate, find that individual, find out what their condition is. But clearly, as I say, it's a search and rescue operation at the moment, and the priority is to preserve life.
From here, we're unable to see exactly the amount of damage that's occurred. Give us an idea about the kind of situations that the emergency crews are working in at the moment.
Well, you'll understand I said that three properties were involved. It does appear to have been a major explosion with severe damage to those three properties. The upper floors at least have collapsed into the lower floors. So you'll understand that there's a lot of mangled wreckage that the fire service and the rescue teams are having to wade through at this moment in time.
Any thoughts about what actually caused the explosion?
Well, I think at this moment in time it's too early to speculate. As I say, we were faced with calls ourselves and the fire service about an explosion. And as I say, the priority at this moment in time is to try and preserve life. It is at this moment in time, I would suggest, too early to speculate what caused it.
What's the condition of those people who have been pulled out of this?
As I understand it, that there is a man who has been taken to Withenshaw Hospital with, I understand, 80% burns.
This is a very large area that's been cordoned off. What are you saying to local people who live around here?
What I'm saying to local people at the moment is obviously elsewhere there's a major operation taking place with my colleagues, with local authority colleagues. Clearly we're trying to ascertain what we need to do over the ongoing hours. We are working with Oldham Council to try and make arrangements for those people who may need to remain evacuated over a period of time. That is ongoing at the moment and we are providing that support.
How confident are you that you will get people out if they are still trapped at the moment? Huge amount of resources at the moment.
Yeah, I think to be fair that's probably one for my fire service colleague to answer.
What about reports that a gas leak had been reported earlier on this morning?
I'm not aware of any of that information at the moment, but clearly that is something that we'll be looking at. An explosion has taken place. Gas is one element that we'll be looking at along with others, but I have no information myself around that at this moment in time.
Any idea how long the cordon's likely to remain in place?
No.
So ongoing?
Yeah, ongoing.
And you say you're at least one person trapped in the rubble. Are you preparing to revise that upwards?
Not at this moment in time. We are searching for one individual we believe to be in there. Potentially from one of the houses, there is someone who is unaccounted for. And what I am now able to confirm as well is that there has been at least one fatality. That is believed to be a young child from one of the addresses, and the next of kin has been informed of that fact.
So just if you can confirm those numbers for us in terms of the number of people who've been rescued, mm-hmm. the number of fatalities, can you?
Yeah, as I understand it at this moment in time, there is one confirmed fatality. There is one individual that we know that we are trying to locate at this moment in time, trapped. One adult male has been taken to Withenshaw Hospital, as I said, with what we believe to be 80% burns. And there is one male from those three addresses that we believe is unaccounted for, and clearly we're making urgent inquiries to try and locate that individual.